So Loco Banter here, bringing you another in our little series of occasional audio brews on the Buddha Center Online. I'm in the field at the moment, to be exact, in a tent in a field, a very beautiful field in Devon. I'm with the Buddha Field Collective, who are just coming to the end of a very new event they have launched this season called Green Earth Awakening. Green Earth Awakening. It's been a wonderful event. I'm with Rosie, who is one of the main movers and shakers and drivers and pioneers behind the birth of this event, just having a little talk about it. So Rosie, hello, morning to you. When you were thinking of Green Earth Awakening, what was it you were hoping for?
What were we hoping for? I think the original idea was to have something, very simple, very earthy, based around community in a field. So that was the idea of having a structured timetable, but with some of the elements of what you'd find in the festival, you know, the sort of social change workshops, the permaculture ideas, the very back to basic workshops, very workshop focused. A chance for people to have space to explore the ideas of what it is to be on the earth and really to communicate with each other about the presence that they have together and the radical difference that they can actually make. Trying to keep it quite gritty, that was the original idea.
Quite gritty.
Yeah, we wanted some. I think partly as well we felt that there was something quite healing about the idea of Butterfield going back to its old festival site and doing something smaller and simple, you know, back to the kind of original beginning points, what really spurred it forward. And that was a connection with our presence on the earth, very, very simple. I think we added a bit more Butterfield fluff to keep it accessible, keep it rolling on.
So you can't see it because we are just audio here, but we're in one of the most beautiful fields in England, as far as I'm concerned. It's the site where the Buddha Field Festival used to happen for 7 or 8 years in the, some years back. Wonderful field in Devon, stretching away down this lovely swoop of grass, views out into the distance. There's about 140 of us here, real mixture of men, women, children, Buddhists, non-Buddhists, old-timers, newcomers, and for me personally, extraordinary mixture of different interests, people with interests and skills, and a real sense of space and time to talk to anyone you want to talk to, which is pretty much everyone, because they're so interesting. But I'm going to ask Rosie. We're not at the end of the event yet, but it's the last day, so we can already get a sense of how it was. But kind of, you know, not looking back, but what sorts of highlights for you?
I think the people that have come, speaking to the workshop leaders, it feels like everyone that were part of this was really like-minded individuals, and I say individuals in quite a deliberate way, actually. All involved in some activity helping the planet, I think, or they were wanting to, that's what it feels like. Wanting to do very focused talks, very focused workshops. So I think, yeah, the people that came were a big highlight. Weather, obviously, has helped quite vastly. And when, right at the beginning of us setting up, I'd written, I'd pulled together a sort of little article about what was the very basis behind it, this sort of Buddhism meeting ecology. And there was a general few quotes that I'd put up around the site. And one of them I put up was the Bodhisattva vow about however innumerable beings are about to save them. And what I really liked was that in every talk that was brought up, it was not a planned thing. So that felt like it was a real merging of minds, you know, that was the sort of central point. So that was a real highlight for me. I think it ran really well, and I think the space for people to be in community together, like yesterday I saw people sat outside the cafe sharing a cookie between 8 people. I thought, that's brilliant. That's perfect. But the conversations that I've heard around the camp, I think have really solidified it for me, you know, knowing that knowing what people are talking about and the awareness that's bringing. So yeah,
sure. Got one last question. The name Green Earth Awakening, beautiful name. I just wonder if you know where it comes from. Sometimes these names just emerge and nobody quite knows, but where did it come from? Green Earth Awakening.
I think it was a bit of a collaborative direction to try and find something that pulled all those elements together. Somewhere like that. Somewhere. I mean, the fact that it was the first event of the calendar, I think the awakening part and spring and touching the earth was quite a big part of that. But it was a sort of trying to keep it simple, but with those elements involved.
Hey, listen, thank you very much, Rosie. This is Locomoto. I will just mention, there's been all sorts of workshops here, but some of them Dharma talks. And the Dharma talks have been recorded, so look out for them on Free Buddhist Audio. They'll be tagged under Buddhafield. They should be on the Buddhafield website as well. Next up in the Buddhafield calendar, or the biggest thing next up anyway, is the festival, Buddhafield Festival, July 17th to 21st. I think it's the 18th Buddhafield Festival, I can't remember. But anyway, coming soon to another beautiful field in the English countryside. So Rosie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And see you in a field, as you would say in Buddhafield. Bye for now. This is Locomoto signing out.